Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And I got me a car that was made on Wednesday, on Wednesday. If you're going to buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday.
I love that line. It's Wednesday. That was funny. Do we think that laughing as a result of hearing something that's funny, seeing something that's funny, thinking something that's funny? Think about your life as we start this hour of the Good Day program on January 31st. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Is your life full of fun? Do you feel like you're having, excuse me for the voice, the stuff that's been running around in my body for the couple of months now seems to have settled in my throat. So it's under control, though, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So funny. What's funny? Is it dumb? Some of the things that are dumb also are funny. Some of the things that are dumb are not necessarily that funny. I guess it depends on how, right? It depends on how you take stuff as much as anything else. So this is, I don't know whether I'm dealing with dumb, not funny, but things that are going on that you raise an eyebrow to. There are people who have had fun with this because they think that it's amusing. All of the people that are coming into our country. I went back and did a little research last night, Jay, going to Joe Biden's first day in office when he stopped all deportations. He said that these were too harsh and that things like this needed to come to an end. He needed he, the president, and we, the country, needed to show compassion toward the people who wanted to come here. And so the border was unsecured. The reason that I'm starting with this is because I think that it is the issue that is more important in terms of our moving forward than anything else. And I'll give you an example of why I think that. There are a couple of brothers in New York who apparently have come in to this country without credentials. They were arrested yesterday. Police found homemade explosives and a hit list and an arsenal of guns that had been stolen or supposedly were disposed of. These are called ghost guns in this Queen's apartment that they shared with their mother. The police found all kinds of materials to, basically focus in on counts of criminal possession of weapons, 130 counts related to the discovery of an arsenal of explosive devices, assault rifles, anyway, instructions also in there for making bombs, a lot of anarchist propaganda, a hit list with police, judges, politicians, celebrities, and banker, those said banker scum. This sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
That's sounds like terrifying, a
bad
too.
Movie. It is.
On so many levels, but also I always would think about this when I lived in an apartment. You don't know. You don't know all of your neighbors. You might know some of your neighbors, but you don't know all of them. You don't know what they are capable of, what they are doing. You don't know if they are cooking meth in their unit, if they are building bombs like these two brothers. You don't know if there's a situation where maybe they have a gun that gets into the hands of the wrong people and then something comes to the wall. And I know that that's kind of, I don't mean to like fear monger or anything like that. That's just how my brain
works. Well, but it's reality.
That's what I thought. Whenever you have a shared wall, units.
Who's coming to this country that has evil intent? This is a big... Imagine finding all this weaponry, explosives, untraceable ghost guns. This could make a horror show in New York. They seized 8 operational explosive devices. Let's see here.
They were planning something big.
Yeah, right.
Just find out who the actual target was. And we have enough issues. We already have enough issues in this country with people who were born here who have very, very heinous intentions, very evil people.
Yep. And so now we have it compounded by this mess that we have on the border. So how has it turned around the early days when... the president asked Congress to give him the power to shut down the border so he could contain the surge, the change from what I described as the first day in office to what happened last week. But yet there's a big fuss going on between the federal government and the state of Texas because Texas shut the border down and the feds, this confusing mess. This is the problem. With the leadership, and there's a whether we can contain it, whether it gets fixed. You know, one of the things that this leads us to, we've been talking about Homeland Security a lot because last month was what do we call a human trafficking month, right? So there's one more page, or at least one more page, to this picture. This business of people coming across the border. And what is being done with some of these people. Again, the situation in New York is one example. There are also in New York and Chicago and places in between. A lot of this problem is going unnoticed in the Midwest or places where the population isn't that big. We've got all of these, just this deluge, is that the right word? This huge influx of people that are coming here. So there are a lot of people there. We've presented some thoughts here, and I'm going to give you one more thing to think about a little bit. The thing that you can do, perhaps, to help when it comes to serious influxes in people that are leading to what we described in New York, or as the Department of Homeland Security describes, this really horrible situation with the human trafficking. Listen up.
Ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities.
If you see something, say something.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
I hate to. I don't like the word hate. I shouldn't even use that. I don't like to start an hour with heavy, heavy stuff, but there's a lot of heavy stuff going on. And, yeah, some of it is about Iran and the threats that are coming from the United States. You know, here we are. We give a megaphone to the United States. Okay, we're going to go get you. And then the Iranians said, we'll fix you guys. We'll decisively respond to whatever you throw at us. So here we go back and forth with foolishness. Why are they telling them? Well, just do it. Shut up and do it. And then there's the Russians. So we were talking about what was going on in New York City. It's not like the United States is the only place that has a real problem with immigration. There are real problems in England, and many of them are not from the people causing the problems are not necessarily from the Middle East. A lot of them are Russians. Mm. Here's an example. There's a special police unit that has been put together, a task force, if you will, in England, to recover stolen cars. They found, listen to this, 737 stolen cars worth over $30 million being stolen. This The team recovered Ferraris, Rolls Royces, Range Rovers. A lot of them belong to some of the big soccer players that are over there. The car, the thieves, what they do is they get rid of it quickly. They find markets for it, mostly in the Middle East and down in Africa. And so, you know, there are cars. Actually, sometimes the cars have been stolen more than once. This is the kind of stuff that is going on in not only in England, but it goes on elsewhere in Europe, where the highly highly paid athletes are buying big cars, and the carjackers come along, and they can take into, you know, they can get into anything, whether it's a Lexus. It's just
technology now, and it's not just they see they're like, okay, I'm going to go steal it. There are the AirTags, those Apple AirTags that people have been monitoring, and they can put that on the car to see where it gets parked. And the thing with garages, there's only so many. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, not codes, but there's only, if you just drive around with your garage door opener, driving up and down streets, hitting your garage door opener, eventually you're going to find a garage door that opens.
Garage that'll open.
And there are those, like, master key.
Well, same with the key fobs.
And key alls. Yeah, that can start doing things. I entered the wrong vehicle one time because my key fob unlocked it. It was the same car as mine in the same parking lot. I thought it was my car, and it wasn't until I unlocked the car I got in, and this was before I had a child, and there was a car seat in the back, and I started looking around. I'm like, this is not my car.
So it's Russians who are doing that. You know, one of the things that we've made in our movies, various nationalities, the Middle Easterners were bad guys, remember True Lies, and then so many other movies that were like that, and the Russians have been bad guys. Not often are the Chinese bad guys, because the Chinese don't seem to do stuff. Their crookedness, if you will, is involved in the whole business of technology. You know, what they're doing when they steal from you if you're on TikTok, same kind of, it's all theft. It's all thievery. Yeah, the people that are coming into our country, they want to blow things up and steal things. People in Europe, they want to blow things up or steal things. It's an epidemic around the world. And here we have all these, the British are much better of late to closing the borders. I don't know. It's just something that bugged me, so I wanted to review it with you as we get started. This is how the Good Day program, where it's almost 21 after the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double curlew jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split. Best is moving on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the actual jump. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us, last day of January, year 2024, and I think we got that down pat now. This is social media time. Have some trending things with celebrities, including Huey Lewis showing up on the list. He's opening up. He's got a Broadway show that's about to begin, and it's really kind of an interesting reality given his own personal situation. I'll explain right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Guy's always been one of my faves. There's something about his interpretation of stories like this. Crank this up, will you?
Power of love.
So, Huey Lewis, now 73 years old. He's going to do a Broadway show. And when you think about the circumstances under which he's going to perform and has been performing for quite a long time, I did not, if I knew this, I said to Jay a minute ago off the air, if I knew this, I forgot it. The fact that he lost his hearing a number of years ago, so he really you know, how do you perform? It would be like me losing my hearing, or Jay, you can't hear yourself, can't hear what's going on. How can you do a radio program? How can
Especially
you do a music
as a musician,
program?
Yeah, yes.
Right.
With,
yeah.
Well, and he, so he has Meniere's disease, and he lost the hearing in one of his ears back in the late 80s, and pretty much continued to thrive in his career relying solely on his other ear until 2018 when he lost the hearing in that one as well. And it's one of those things. If you've had one of your senses and all of a sudden it's gone, especially when it's part of your career, part of your life, and that just has to be such a different level than if you were born without one of those senses.
Yeah.
And being able to work on, you know, the upcoming Broadway show based on his music, it has really been life-saving for him because he fell into a deep, dark depression, understandably so.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, he was on, I heard something yesterday that I thought was interesting. I'm going to add to this story because I know back in the mid-80s when they did We Are the World, he was an important part of it with Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. And the question was brought up recently, because this song has come back around, a lot of the performers, like Huey Lewis, didn't like the song. They thought it wasn't going to go anywhere. Michael Jackson didn't like it. Stevie Wonder didn't like it. But one of the other side notes is, when you look at that group of 80-some-odd singers, Madonna's not there. And she was the number one most popular female artist. She was the equivalent of Taylor Swift in the 80s, right? Madonna was there. Cyndi Lauper was there. So Cyndi Lauper appeared in the song We Are the World, but Madonna didn't, because the producers thought that her range, Madonna's range, wasn't good enough or big enough to be in that song. I mean, think about it. And Huey Lewis spoke up about it, along with some other people. Where the heck's Madonna? And it was too late because they were already in it. They just brought these people in. They didn't rehearse this. They put everybody together, and they just started singing, and that's what came out of it. But it turned out to be one of the most popular songs ever, raised tens of millions of dollars for aid to Africa. But that's one of the things that Huey Lewis had to say. And when you think about it, it is interesting. Madonna's not in that tune. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone, using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever words you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. There have been accusations that GOP House members are opposed to bipartisan compromise border legislation in the Senate because they want to help President Trump in November.
House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations.
That's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson maintained the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate. Last week, Johnson expressed his belief that the deal is likely to face strong opposition and be rejected when it reaches the House, citing its perceived shortcomings. I'm John Schaefer.
Unexpectedly, recent data is showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report released Tuesday, there were 9 million open jobs in December. The majority of economists agree the current level of job openings is considered healthy. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
I feel the need.
Did you do that, Jay?
Ow! Ow! There's nothing better than a good ow or a good woo.
Ow! All right, 35 after the hour now on the Good Day program. You have discovered a program that reaches far and wide. I'm Doug Steffen. Been at it for a few years. Jay Kirshner is here. We put together every day a list of things that matter. Somebody reached out to me, wanted to know what the heck. This is a new listener in Oklahoma City. Oh, did I say Oklahoma? Guess what? A little bit of New England there. Oklahoma City. Say it again, Doug. Oklahoma City, wanting to know what I thought my program was all about. And I thought, okay, I'll tell you. It's about me. It's about us. It's about Jay, me, you, and what's going on. Things that you will remember through the course of the day. If you were to listen to our podcast or the program yesterday, or the day before, or last week, or last month, or last year, you would hear a lot of talk about people. For example, we have on the download a continuing conversation about Mackenzie Scott, who gave away $10 billion. She's the lady who was married to Bezos from Amazon, got divorced, got $38 billion, became the richest woman in the world, and so she's giving a lot of it away. We also talked about what's going on with Groundhog Day, which will be Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Groundhog. What are we going to do? PETA wants to change things up and to use a quarter.
Let's do it.
What am I going to say? You and I can do it, yeah.
Yeah, we can seriously do it. And when you think about it, the whole like, oh, will there be 6 more weeks of winter? Yes, there technically will be as far as the calendar is concerned, because from Groundhog's Day to the first day of spring, it's exactly 6 weeks. So there's always 6 more weeks of winter. And I know that's the whole thing of like, well, will we have like a cold winter? Will we get an early spring? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Have we not figured this out?
Whatever.
Just watch the Bill Murray movie and enjoy your day.
Yes. The future is not ours to see. And so to go back to this person in Oklahoma City who wanted to know what the program was about. It's about whatever is going on. It's not focused. I don't like describing it as what it's not, because it's more what it is than what it isn't. Although I do make a, I try to stay away from political stuff as much as possible, because it alienates too many people to have strong feelings one way or another, even though I have very strong feelings, and Jay does too, about who our leaders ought to be. And you hear that boil over into the conversation. I was last half hour very critical of the Biden administration. The biggest problem in our country is immigration. Biggest problem. But the way we tell the stories are not necessarily what you're going to hear anyplace else. And I didn't survive in this business. I haven't been on the air for as many years as I have. To not have it be something that obviously registered with people. I don't have the power of a big network behind me and a big church or something. I just have had the ability to talk to people and get myself. I was on the air when I was 17, and I've been on the air ever since. And I'd like to think that people like, there's a word that's used a lot in the broadcast division of our lives. It's a word that programmers love. It's called, the word is authenticity. Okay? Well, this person is authentic. Jay's authentic. Doug's authentic. People on the air are themselves. And so because of that, to answer again this listener in Oklahoma City, we reveal ourselves perhaps more than you would hear on the average program. The audience knows who I am. The audience knows who Jay is. And so there's no real suspense. And maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. You can pretty much tell where I'm going with a conversation when I start the conversation. Or you know, when I've done it, there's a certain amount. The audience wants to have somebody that they can depend on. And so the characters that are in me and Jay and the folks that we talk about, the folks that we work with, James Collins, is a character in and of himself, but we're the real McCoy. We have good qualities, for sure, and we have flaws, for sure. Like you. You, the person in Oklahoma City, you, the person who's wherever you are, you're not perfect. The old thing from the Broadway show. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? Well, because we were born perfect and then we mess it up. So everybody is not perfect, and that's what you get. By the way, speaking of Oklahoma, I don't know if you've seen this or not, or you, the people in Oklahoma City probably know this story about the teachers who have been asked to return their bonuses because they weren't supposed to get them.
Yeah, this seems like this has been happening. There was another story, and I want to say North Carolina. It wasn't to this level. This is bigger because the other was the entire school district. Every teacher in the entire school district accidentally received, I believe, a $1,200 $1,200 bonus that was only supposed to be an incentive for new teachers signing on. And they were working with them. They're like, okay, this needs to be paid back. So you can either choose to pay it back in one lump sum, or we can work with you for a payment plan, whichever, and that's $1,200. This situation is these teachers received like $50,000.
Yay!
That's an entire salary.
That? Yeah, for a lot of starting teachers, that's exactly where it is.
One in particular used that money on home renovations. It's not like they can just easily
give it back.
Do that back.
Well, is there no explanation? Somebody must have started asking questions about it. Right?
Yeah, they figure it was one of those billing errors that just seems to be happening, and I guess that they are it's not the school district, but it's the school board of like the state or something. They're looking for
state superintendent of public.
Incentives to not be paid in one lump sum, to be paid over a monthly kind of situation with more safety nets, I guess, if you will, where they're actually looking and monitoring before things go through, and then they continue to monitor even after the first few payments, just in case there is a mistake. So it's not like all of a sudden, oh, hey, here's $50,000 you think that you are getting and it's actually yours, and then you spend it, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you have to pay that back. How?
Yeah, well, that's the question. And so then the State Department of Public Education, some of the local districts, all wondering what the heck. They didn't have an answer when this thing went public. They're accusing the press of jumping the gun with their reporting on this thing. Somebody found out about it. But there are 500 teachers who have been recruited to teach in Oklahoma classrooms. And this is the program that's supposed to enhance, is supposed to, you know, like a lot of companies are asking for employees and they'll give you a signing bonus. Kind of the exact opposite of what's going on at UPS, right? UPS, if you didn't hear this, if you have used UPS to ship things in the past, this is not a good sign. UPS is laying off 12,000 workers. 12,000. And so the stock market reacted to this yesterday by dropping UPS stock like a football, you know, the kicker, the drop kick.
So, how can they even do that? Is that going to hinder UPS deliveries in the mail and everything? Is this one of those situations where it's not the delivery drivers, it's the other people who have just been replaced by technology and artificial intelligence?
Well, there's probably a lot of that. There's a new company that bought UPS. And so they're now looking at this. They've been back and forth with labor negotiations. And again, when this happens, who knows? Certainly, Amazon has affected. They had before Amazon got its own trucks, UPS was the delivery service for Amazon. And now they're not. So you can imagine what kind of a hole that made in their profits. And so there's that. There are a lot of people who, I find myself, even yesterday, I'm driving last night home from one of the fields where I was moving some tractors around for my farm, and this damn UPS truck is parked in the middle of the road. You see, I've been critical of Amazon, but now it's UPS. It seems, I don't want to say all of a sudden, but certainly with the advent of the Amazon guys thinking, well, I can park in the middle of the street. The UPS people say, oh, I guess I can park in the middle of the street, too.
When you say they're parking in the middle of the street, is it like they're driving down the road and then they just stop? They don't pull off to the shoulder or anything?
Right, they pull off. Well, even pulling off to the shoulder, if they're doing that, they can't around here now because of the snow. But it's just instead of going into a driveway and getting out of the way, they just park wherever it is, and they get out and they walk across. It's really bad management. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about with regard to the new ownership of UPS and what's going to happen. This is a company that's been around for a long time. They have brought in billions of dollars. Their numbers last year were about $94, $95 billion worth of business. That's a lot of business. And so, you know, what happens to them, I guess, remains to be seen, but something that you will see around, for example. I want to kind of go back to what I was talking about earlier, the school situation, and what's, I don't know, I have two things. I can't make up my mind where I want to go here, Jay. I have a story about a guy who has come into this country illegally and gone to Chicago. Or I have a story about electric school buses. I think I want to do, let's do the Chicago guy, this guy from Chicago and what his story is. His name is Jorge Rubiano. All right? Came to this country months ago, tried to find steady work. He admits to having come in here illegally. He's been sleeping in a temporary shelter. He's been separated from his wife and his mother. Matter of fact, they have children and they're all back in Colombia. He wanted to come here to see if he could do, if he made the right decision by coming here. And he came illegally. He came across the border, found his way to Chicago, and so he was robbed on his way over here. He says he just barely survived. It was as described in the translation of his interview with a local newspaper in Chicago, a harrowing journey. He says he was kidnapped for a month. He escaped from that. So the kind of the reason I'm bringing this up, I have a couple of different thoughts on this. He came here thinking that there was something for him that there isn't, number one. And so how does that happen? How do the people in Colombia or Uruguay or Guatemala or wherever, how do they find out? They have relatives that have come here. Hey, it's a land of milk and honey. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get here, there's so many migrants that they don't have a job. So they're afraid and they can't get back. And all of this is on the people who have allowed the border to be so porous. It's unbelievable, some of these stories. Wow. Whew. 48 after the hour, and good day.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Thank you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
About 53 after the hour, it's Food Farm and Family time. Check it all out every day, foodfarmfamily.com. All of the things that we talk about that have value show up in our podcasts, and things that's basically a summary of some of the extended conversations we have on the air. You can find that at gooddayshow.com as well. Today we celebrate National Hot Chocolate Day.
Yes.
Deep roots in America. I love hot chocolate. I think it reminds me of in the days when we were all young. We had snow or rain, or you were outside, and we had the house that I grew up in down the street from where I am now had a big slope. So we used to sled, you know, those aluminum, they call them saucers.
Oh, yeah, they almost look like trash can lids.
Oh, yeah, right. And you get all cold and wet, and you go in, and you find the hot chocolate. It brings warmth into our lives and our taste buds. It's very nice to cozy up with a mug of hot chocolate. So do it today, National Hot Chocolate Day. Actually, hot chocolate goes back to like 500 B.C. The Mayans used to drink chocolate made from the cocoa. And then in the 1500s, the explorer Cortez carried cocoa beans, and they made hot chocolate with him all over his exploring Europe. Milk chocolate It became chocolate, became milk chocolate in the 1870s with a chocolatier named Daniel Peter creating the first milk chocolate, combining milk, hello, duh, with chocolate. It's my favorite. I don't like the dark chocolate.
And yeah, you go back to the 60s. White chocolate.
I do. Yeah, that's pretty good. When you put some white chocolate into a hot cup of hot chocolate, ooh, yum. And then there's Swiss Miss started selling powdered hot chocolate. I don't know how to do this. I'm not sure. Mixing that with water just doesn't make it. It's got to be some.
It doesn't
kind of
hit the same. Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't hit it at all.
It's like chocolate.
Also to be celebrated today is Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. I may spend less time on this because I'm not a big Brussels. I know my daughter tries to fix them in different ways when I have dinner at their house so that I'll like them. I like the cauliflower. She fixes cauliflower the same way, the new recipes for cauliflower, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something, it's hard to get excited about Brussels sprouts. It just is. I don't
is
know if you
the
like them or not.
Is it that they're too strong? I love Brussels sprouts.
I
give me any cruciferous vegetable. I am here for it.
Yeah.
But some people boil them and they're just kind of mushy and bleh.
Yeah.
If you roast them or air fry them.
Fry them, roast them, yeah.
So
I air fried some stuff last night. I air fried a potato last night. It was pretty good.
How was it?
Trying all kinds of silly stuff in the air fryer. Yeah, it was good. Anyway, Brussels sprouts, a big commercial crop since the early 1900s in America. Matter of fact, we produce 32,000 tons of Brussels sprouts in our country alone. And over in Europe, they produce a lot more than that, frankly. Some of the border countries like the Netherlands, they have a lot of benefits. Even though they're kind of, I think bitter is probably the word I'd use for it. That's why I don't really like them. There's a taste that they have in them that comes from some kind of a chemical that is, I don't know if it's applied. No, I think it's just something that grows.
Well, little baby cabbages, when you think about it. I mean, it's not
an
undergrown cabbage, but it's a different strain.
Right.
That was it? Broccoli, yeah. Cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts, all of those are essentially man-made from
weeds.
A certain strain of stuff. Yeah, but it's not like they were made
weeds.
In a lab or anything. But they've been around for a long time.
Yeah. All right, well, you can have them. Enjoy them if you like them. Here's the recall of the day. Cinnamon applesauce pouches. This is continuing. They've been talking about this for weeks.
They're fine. Oh, for months.
Yeah.
And because it just keeps expanding, and then there's new brands and companies that are a part of it. Well, now the latest information is that they're finding out that these were never even tested for lead. Somehow this many made it through without ever even being tested.
Mm-hmm. So the rule applies. We shared this when we first came across this, whenever it was, months ago, it was last year, that you don't take any pouch food, no matter what it is, no matter where it's from, don't buy the pouch food. There's too many questions. The testing of the raw ingredients didn't happen, as Jay is suggesting. Mm-hmm.
Test kits yourself and just test things yourself before you eat too much.
Just don't buy this stuff. Buy something else. Or make the applesauce yourself. Hello, what an idea. Teach your children, cook the apples and mush them up. You do it yourself, and you don't have to worry about what you buy in the pouch. Okay, try that, boys and girls. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.